Oh, good evening, John. Good afternoon here. This is Jeff. I'm up in Anchorage at Merrill Field, and it's 26 degrees. Looks like our flight's not going to go out to the Prince William Sound. We've been watching four planes doing touch and goes the last 2 hours. And there goes another one. But looks like they're having fun. I had a VIC-20, kind of the cousin to the Commodore 64, and I remember when I first got into ham radio in 1986, and that they were using for packet in the Detroit area, and that was kind of cool. Video games, I kind of had Omega Race. When I took electronics at Career Tech Center, I worked on a sit-down Omega Race, which I fixed and got to keep for a while until I was told to get rid of it. And of course, pinball machines, because I've worked on a couple of those, I just always thought they were neat. And then television, kind of as I'm young, all those games. And then later on, of course, Sega games. So I have a Sega emulator that I kind of play around with when I get bored. Now that really takes my full time. And I did love Flight Simulator, the early versions and stuff, with the time lag and stuff. Kind of fun games before it became overly complicated and you had to buy actual flight controls for your home system. But the games I hate the least, the ones that were touch sensitive, I think Qbert was the one I think of the most. But other than that, things are good, and I'm glad to hear the swap went well. I'll pass it back to you. NADX.